This is Louis Navalier. It is Monday, February 27th. Well, obviously, we have a very impressive rebound in the market today, and good stocks do bounce. That's the good news. So enjoy the bounce. But this is also a good time to fine-tune your portfolios. I'm watching the analyst community very carefully right now. If the analysts start to cut estimates or trim estimates, usually those stocks get booted from my portfolios. On the other hand, if the analysts are revising their estimates higher, they might get added. So you're seeing a lot of changes in accounts here lately. And the main thing I want you to know is we just want to reload to be in the creme de la creme for next earnings announcement season. There's a great article in the Wall Street Journal how we're exporting more crude oil to Europe than ever before, predominantly from the Gulf Coast. And that will continue because Russia's oil production is going to become more and more problematic. The shipping stocks remain very, very healthy because they're shipping oil farther than ever before. And even Russia, when they send oil to China, they have to send it from the West Coast. They have to go around the Horn of Africa to get there. And so that's a long route. And the other comment I have is the 10-year Treasury yield is about 3.92 right now. It never did crack 4% after Friday's personal consumption expenditure report, so I found that interesting. We had a durable goods announcement today that durable goods fell, 4.5%, but most of it was due to Boeing's commercial aircraft orders, which fell over 54%. So that caused the whole transportation component to fall 13.3%. The silver lining green shoot in the durable goods report was business investment rose 1.1%. Again, it rose 1.1%. That's the strongest in several months. That's indicative that maybe manufacturing might turn around. We'll see when we get the ISM numbers. But overall, it's not bad. Now, we're going to have a payroll report at the end of the week, and that's going to be interesting because I think the January payroll report was very suspicious from seasonal adjustments. So I can't wait to see what that report will be, personally. Otherwise, it's just time to fine-tune portfolios. So we've had a great earnings announcement season. We still got, less than 10% of our stocks are still going to announce. The bottom line earnings season is largely over. It's time to focus on the future. Spring is coming. I know everybody's been a popsicle and extra cold in a lot of places. And it will get warmer, and that will get business activity up a bit. And there's a reasons to be optimistic. March and April are seasonally strong months. A lot of that has to do with pension funding. A lot of people are funding their IRAs and their SEP plans before they file their tax return. So interesting times we're in, folks. But the bottom line is good stocks bounce, and you're seeing that today. On the energy front, crude oil prices are down, but our refiners are up because of the spread between Brent and WTI crude is very wide, so that's good for our refiners. I'm very comfortable with my energy stocks long term. I think prices will be firm to strong, although we do near term have a glut in North America. We're about 9% over average, but demand will pick up as the weather picks up, so we're going to be good, and we're exporting our crude oil anyway. So fascinating times we're in, so hang in there, folks. Enjoy the ride. These oscillations will continue, but I think the big oscillations were last week. And so don't worry about day-to-day oscillations because they're normal. And they will get better as the analyst community gets more optimistic. So that's it. It's Louis Navalier. I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions. Take care, everybody.